I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo.
A gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Friday edition of The Memo. It is August 18th, and Brad Locke is out of here.
Man, my last show, and I don't get to do the intro. Yep. That's fine.
I took it away from you. I'll take away everything from you today.
I wasn't ready. Well, not everything.
What am I not going to take away from you?
I just, you know, heard a rumor that the Jenna Parsons had brought me something.
Have you seen your car?
What? Diane?
I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or not do it. Whatever it might or might not be.
Chris, what's the extension for HR?
Diane is out this week, so.
Dang it.
Yeah, you're in trouble. You are in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm Derek Russell. That's Brad Locke. That's Chris Kiefer.
So, Chris.
Hey, goodbye. I was going to say, we mentioned on Wednesday's episode about you going to your new position. This being your last episode for people who didn't listen.
By new position, we mean the unemployment line.
Tell everybody what's going on.
I am now going to be senior sports writer for the Daily Journal. Fancy sounding. Dennis Sid said I'm too young to be a senior anything. I'm not disinclined to disagree.
I don't know. You've kind of become senior citizen-ish.
Just because I'm older than you.
No, you just yell at kids, and you're like, MTV is bad, and I haven't seen those movies, and technology, and blah.
I know. Yeah. I'm down with the technology, said the middle-aged man.
As much as 64-year-olds take selfies, yes.
What?
Yeah. And it's always like down here with the chin.
Okay, see, I know how to take a proper selfie. I've got vast experience.
Proper, you know, it depends on the subject matter, and obviously it's you, so let's not...
From a technical standpoint.
Okay, from a technical standpoint, you've got it down.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, this is my last show, and I go back to sports, which I did before this. My current job is...
You've been demoted.
I don't think I'd call it that.
It's okay. No, it's fine. You've got to go back down. Senior sports writer.
Does that mean I have a seniority over you?
No. I have nothing to do with sports, except for on Sundays. Senior sports writer, online content coordinate. See, like, it automatically sounds like you've lost some privileges.
Yeah, I guess I'm not in a type of editor position like I was.
Nothing. We've taken it all from
whatever. I get to write again, so that's fun.
Yeah.
I get to go back to covering high schools a lot, which I used to do. I was prep editor many moons ago.
We've taken away your hair product, too. We're leaving you with nothing.
You'll never take my hair product.
You lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
You'll take my hair product out of my cold, dead hands.
Oh, okay. Well, that won't be long. The sweet release of death will come for you soon, Brad.
Brad, what will you do as senior sports writer? I know you'll cover high school, you know, you'll help with high school coverage.
A lot with high school coverage, as Gene Phelps did. Of course, Gene Phelps retired after 31 years at the Journal, so I'm trying to fill his shoes.
He mostly covered Tupelo High. You won't necessarily be doing that, correct?
No, I think we're going to, Dalton Middleton, our new high school sports specialist is the actual title. I just still call it prep editor. It's not as long. But he's going to, I think, focus on Tupelo this football season, and I'll just go around like tonight. I'll be covering Pontotoc at Houston, and so I'll help out with game coverage. I'll do a lot more feature-type stories, maybe a little more in-depth type stuff with high schools, and I'll do some stuff with JUCOs and colleges and whatever other local sports stuff might pop up.
Will you do some stuff with Ole Miss and Mississippi State sidebars and whatnot?
A little bit. I might go to the occasional game. Parrish is already trying to get me to go to the season opener against South Alabama because it's a 6:30 kick, so we'll have to see about that.
Yeah, I got you.
But, so I'll help where needed.
Cool.
So.
And you'll still be doing the Prep Rally podcast. We mentioned that yesterday.
Yep, Dalton and I will continue to do that. Yes, we'll do Prep Rally. Just had a new episode this past Wednesday talking about all the games coming up. Tonight is opening night for most teams. Some kicked off last night. Most teams kick off tonight. So, exciting times.
Yeah.
Indeed. Derek's going to miss me. I know it. He's trying to deny it. He's trying to act like this is the greatest thing.
This is how I deal with grief. I'm at the denial stage.
I can see in your eyes, Derek. You can't hide it.
What stage is happiness?
No.
Okay. You're not going to make me cry.
You don't have to lie.
You're not going to make me cry. Oh, God. I wish you well in your future endeavors that won't be at the Daily Journal. Now, if you could pack up your desk and please.
I actually have to change desks.
The guards will escort you from the premises.
If anybody in here has got a box, I need to haul some bobbleheads over there.
Oh, yeah. That whole 20 feet is going to just be awful, isn't it?
Got all those award plaques I got to haul over there.
I'm glad you're taking this with grace.
It's like two.
It's very it's apparent not that, it's not how, that many. How humble you are. I take great selfies, and I got all these awards, and I got to move them to my new desk where I got a new job. Where I don't have to deal with you people anymore.
I think I know my Twitter bio now. Takes great selfies, wins awards. Bam.
Succinct.
That's all I do. I take great selfies, and I win awards.
And I'm all out of awards.
Okay. Who got on the show today?
From a movie in the 80s that you probably never saw.
Which movie?
Called They Live.
Nope. Never heard of it.
I'm here to chew bubble gum and kick butt.
No, well, I've heard that line.
And I'm
yes.
all out of bubble gum.
I've heard that line plenty of times. I just haven't seen the movie. Yeah. Okay.
Now we're not shocked.
Nah, I know.
That you haven't seen the movie. Films are on the projector, on a screen.
I watch
and you
films.
Go sit in the theater and popcorn, and it's a whole
occasionally,
thing.
Occasionally, I get to go watch like two a year at the theater, and I watched two in one night a few weeks ago, so I'm pretty much done until next year going to the theater. Blew all the money I had on that. Who we got on the show? We got Jenna Parsons.
Uh-huh.
We got M. Scott Morris.
Uh-huh.
He's going to talk about a movie.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to tell us about the local entertainment scene.
That's usually what happens on the Fridays.
Well, for first-time listeners,
last
you know.
Time, Brad.
It's the fun episode. Mm-hmm. Extra fun today.
Yeah, extra fun because you're leaving.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm going to make you cry before it's over with.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Jenna Parsons joins us now, and she brought food. She brought my requested peanut butter and chocolate pie.
Oh, that's what it looks like on top.
It looks so delicious.
Inside is a totally different story. It's a shepherd's pie underneath all that.
Actually, y'all are guinea pigs. I've never made this before, so we'll see. If it turns out well, I shall write about it next week in my column.
Sweet. How you doing, Jenna?
Good.
Thanks for the pie.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Sure.
Quite the send-off gift. You had a packed food section this week. Let's start with the Twisted Burger guy. I enjoyed reading this story. Normally, in my role as online editor, when I would check that all the stories are online, I just make sure they're online and move on to the next thing. I actually stopped and read this one the other morning, but while in the midst of my other work. And
would you like a spoon to dig your way out of what you're going through right now?
No, what?
Okay, you're fine.
I'm just saying, normally I don't feel like I have time to read stuff till later. I just went ahead and read this one because it was such a good story.
Well, thank you. It's probably the picture of that burger that sucked you into.
It probably is, yeah.
I would like to also say on that point, yesterday in budget meeting, you weren't in budget, Jenny. You were covering something, I believe. But we, again, had the stats up on the screen.
Right.
Your Twisted Burger story had double the engagement time, as Chris Kiefer pointed out, as anybody else.
Oh.
And everybody was wondering why there was so much time counter spent on your story. And I said, because everybody wants to read a Jenna Parsons story twice. And everybody laughed at me. And I said, I'm serious. I always go back and read Jenna stories yet again.
He did say that.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Does that mean it's...
It's such big words. I have to try so hard. I'm like, no, I'm going to start over. No, I actually enjoy it.
Yeah. So the Twisted Burger, it opened originally in West Point.
It was.
Then he opened one in Columbus, but had to close the one in West Point, but it's coming back.
Right. Charlie and I went to the one in West Point a couple of years ago when our son Patrick was a freshman. We went to state and moved him in.
Mm-hmm.
And on our way back, Charlie said, let's stop in West Point. There's this little burger joint in an old gas station that has really good burgers. And so we went in, and it was just old-fashioned, drippy, ooey, gooey, wonderful. And so the next time we were going that way, we were like, hey, let's stop and get a Twisted Burger. And it was not there anymore. And I found out it had moved to Columbus.
Right.
And then when I went to do the story, when I called Mr. Hurst, J.T. Hurst, the owner, to set up an interview, he said, this is perfect timing because we're actually going to open back up in West Point again in the Mossy Oak Outlet Mall.
Nice.
So they live in West Point, and they kind of felt like they hurt people's feelings when they left.
No, he started this. I mean, he had never run a restaurant before.
He was a salesman.
Yeah.
Never even worked in one.
Yeah. So this is just totally new, and he just knocked it out of the park, apparently.
Well, he said that when he goes out to eat, he's going to order a burger, whether it's he goes to a hole in the wall or a gourmet restaurant, and he feels like if you can't cook a good burger, you don't need to be in the restaurant business, period. But his burgers are, I mean, everything. The one that he made for us to take a photograph of, which the photographer Thomas Wells attempted to eat and couldn't finish it all, it's the Godzilla Burger, which is a bacon cheeseburger topped with ham, turkey, roast beef, corned beef, Swiss cheese.
That could last me like three meals.
It was huge. Thomas was eating it with a knife and a fork. So.
Jeez. Wow.
But yeah. they have sandwiches and they have wraps. And when they open the new restaurant in West Point, which is going to be this fall, maybe September, October, they're going to introduce desserts on the menu, like deep-fried Twinkies and deep-fried brownies.
Goodness. This all sounds very good, and like you probably shouldn't go there too often.
This is the kind of thing I think I could probably eat there once a year, but I would really look forward to it.
And
just, you know, do it right with onion rings and.
Oh yeah, yeah, and he's got he's still doing these pork infused burgers.
No, they did do pork infused burgers. Okay. In fact, on the menu it says our burgers contain a pork product, but when I asked him about that, he said they don't put pork in the burgers anymore. Now, it may be topped with pork, but it's not in the burger anymore. But people are still just grabbing them up, so.
Well, why not?
Yes.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not pork in the burger? Why'd he stop?
I don't know. He didn't say why he stopped.
Huh. Okay. I mean, I like this one, the Fat Elvis. Yeah. He just called it his most unique burger. I love that. Fat Elvis.
Actually, does that one have peanut butter?
It does.
It does.
When we went to West Point, Charlie ordered the Fat Elvis the day that we went. Said it was good.
That has peanut butter and...
Fried banana.
Fried banana.
Right, and bacon.
Now, I've had a burger with peanut butter on it. I think, like, didn't Mugshots have one kind of like that?
They still have one. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's where I had it. It was pretty good. So it's not a combination you might think is good, but...
I like peanut butter, but I don't want it on my burger. Yeah. I mean, I'll just be honest.
I'd give it a shot. But, so he's going to open, you said, in the fall.
In the fall.
He was going to be back in downtown West Point like before? Said Mossy Oak.
Mossy Oak outlet. Right, out on the big road.
Right. If I would listen or had any kind of recall whatsoever, I wouldn't have asked you that question. Let's talk about your cook of the week. Interesting lady. Let's talk about names first. Her name is Star Ray. Her kids' names are Summer, Sky and Storm, and also Scarlet and Cannon.
Those are the grandkids.
Grandkids.
Right.
Okay. So first of all, did you ask her about all the names? That's
you
pretty
know,
cool.
I didn't ask her about the names, but I guess when your name is Star, you tend to name your kids unique names.
Yeah. Those cool names. But she's a retiree and has been cooking for a long time. She was making meals for her family by like age 10, right?
Yes.
Wow. None of my kids cook meals for us hardly. Sometimes Charlotte will bake a cake or something, but they rarely just straight up cook a meal. Need to get on them about that. Give my wife a break.
Well, she cooks about three nights a week, and she cooks a couple of Sundays. But she says she likes party food. Mm-hmm. She's a party girl, and so she likes things that she can make ahead of time and get them done, because she said, you know, if you're having people over, you got to have time to get your house in order. So she likes to make cheese balls and just all sort of hors d'oeuvres. She had made pimento cheese when we got there and had little pimento cheese sandwiches, and she had made cookies, and she had made a tomato pie.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, do y'all eat tomato pie?
Okay,
y'all
listen, ever had tomatoes. No, just plain tomatoes. I like fried green tomatoes.
I'm shocked.
No, I like fried green tomatoes. And I had a tomato pie at South.
Right.
Rest in peace. And it was pretty good.
Right.
So,
but the tomato pie that I make is from the Tupelo Great Performances cookbook. And it's very similar to any other tomato pie that I've ever had, where you take a pie crust and you put tomatoes in the bottom and some herbs and seasonings, and then you mix up mayonnaise and cheese and spread it over the top and bake it. What's different about hers is she does all that, but then she puts another pie crust on top. So it actually looks like, you know, a pie. I mean, when I got there, I thought she had made an apple pie. So that's a little bit unusual, but that's the way her family likes it.
Wow. Yeah. So a good story on her. And then you got your column talking about chicken salad. the headline says, never met chicken salad I didn't like.
Never
Nor
met
have
a
I.
Chicken salad love I didn't chicken like. Salad. Oh,
love,
I do too.
Love tuna salad, love potato salad. Pretty much like all the salads except the green leafy salads.
Don't care the ones that are good for you.
Yeah, I don't care for those as much. So what kind of chicken salad are we talking about this time?
Well, this chicken salad, I usually like chicken salad that's savory. I like ones with nuts and celery and onions. My sister, when she makes chicken salad, she makes the sweet one that's got like mandarin oranges and grapes. But this one is an avocado chicken salad that's got, well, obviously chicken and avocados and corn and bacon and scallions, and then it's got a light lemon dressing on top. And there were photographs and videos on the site where I found the recipe. I think I put the name of it in there. I think
Natasha's Kitchen.com. Yeah, Natasha's Kitchen.com. Yeah.
Right. And but the photos were just beautiful, because if you think about the white chicken and the green avocado and the brown of the bacon and the yellow corn, it was absolutely beautiful salad, and I cannot wait to try it.
Okay. Would it be a good dish for tailgating?
Segue. I don't know if you could. Thank you for that. I don't know if you could do it tailgating wise because of the avocado.
Doesn't keep long.
Well, you know, they'll turn brown, and this has got a citrus dressing, so I think this is a salad that probably needs to be made and served right away. But thank you for mentioning tailgating, because in my food column last week, I mentioned that I would like to do a story on tailgating recipes and get readers to submit them.
Right.
And so far, two readers have submitted recipes, and that's just not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough for a story. So if we don't hear from some other folks out there, we are not going to have a tailgating story with recipes. And I know this is the time of year that people like new ideas.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, football starting, obviously that's kind of the impetus for this. And
right.
And you always find good food out at tailgates, man.
So you can email me at jenna.parsons@journalink.com. You can call the Daily Journal, 842-2612, and ask for me. You can mail them to P.O. Box 909. You can fax them, 842-2233. We do, but okay. I just need those recipes.
Carrier pigeon?
Carrier pigeon.
Pony Express.
When the eclipse comes on Monday and it thrusts us all back into the Stone Age and technology is depleted.
But need them by a week from today, next Friday.
Need them by next Friday.
Right.
Okay. Well, y'all help Jenna out, please. And Jenna, thank you for coming on again. Thank you for this pie. I can't wait to dig in.
You're welcome.
We can't wait for you to.
Shut up. Be sure to look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with myself and Dalton Middleton. New episodes air every Wednesday. You can find it in iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to check out this week's episode, in which we preview some of the key games on opening night tonight for high school football. Also, Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release new episodes each Thursday or Friday, in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. You can listen to that for free in iTunes, your podcast apps, or doublecoverage.djournal.com.
You can also wake up and get ready for your day with the Daily Journal's News Break, a quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi, and a 5-minute video. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com. Facebook, YouTube, and the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices. And now Scott Morris is joining us on this Friday to tell us why he hates children. Scott?
Well, first off, they're loud.
Uh-huh.
And then also, like, a lot of secretions come out of their noses.
Sure,
and,
I understand.
And if you're sitting and you have one behind you, they kick the chair.
Right.
And a few other things. I mean, okay. I'm gonna keep going about
that's
why
just
I despise
the top
kids.
Of the list. I got you.
Yeah, basically, kids are the worst, right?
Yeah, the worst.
So not only are you taking on children, you're taking on now their films, which you feel aren't up to par.
Yeah, Nut Job 2. We saw Nut Job 2.
I'm going to need you to say the full name. I'm sorry.
Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
There you go.
What's funny is the kids watching this movie don't get the reference.
Yeah.
Kids down with OPP? I don't know.
Wait a second now. I was listening to that song and it came on the radio. I had the kids in the car and I
click,
sang,
click, click.
And
you turned it up.
No, I was just thinking, you know, they're probably not listening to lyrics, because I probably didn't either until like the fifth or sixth hearing. But I did. Well, that's enough. We're going to stop
here. And that's the end of the story.
And that's the end of the story. Because I didn't realize that the kids were back there and the song was on until I said, hey, honey, you, to my wife, are you down with OPP?
Yeah.
And then, you know, better not.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it went. And then the kids are behind us going, oh, well.
Googling lyrics.
And, you know, that's a song from my generation. Yeah. So we were all, it's just all been going downhill ever since.
Oh, well.
The baby boomers are the last ones that mattered. God bless them all. And their fat retirement plans.
This interview took a turn. And so now you're here to stomp on the
I hate kids films and old people. And 90s music. This is a crappy movie.
Yeah, okay.
Can I say crappy?
Yeah.
This is
you
a
just
bad,
did.
This is a bad movie. This is not a good movie. I don't want to be a bad guy when it comes to watching films. I enjoy movies, and there is nothing about this movie that seemed to click.
Yeah.
You know, it was like someone wrote a script and they made a movie, and I don't think a single joke landed for me, and that's hard to do. And, you know, it's a kid's movie. There's a lot of frenetic action up there. Maybe little kids, like 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, might kind of enjoy all the action.
Yeah.
But once you get much beyond that, they'll realize just how incredibly dull and stupid it is.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my 12-year-old. He kind of wanted to see it because he had seen the first one and had some good thoughts about it. And he said, Dad, don't bring me these bad movies again, because he didn't like it at all. And it's got, like, Will Arnett in there as a blue squirrel who saves the day or tries to and fails at it. But it just seems like everything is, like, clicking a it's all, like, clicking a box. Mm-hmm. There's so many times where you're like, it's just like, well, you did that, check, you did that, check. And then also, what I love is the criminal mayor has a really nice Southern accent. The only character in the whole thing that has a Southern accent is the mayor. And hey, I think that's good for all of us to carry on the, you know, we should be known for our graft and corruption.
Blue Squirrel, a new IPA from Lazy Magnolia Brewing.
There's also an Orange Squirrel. And that's played by Catherine Heigl.
Orange Squirrel coming this fall. A pumpkin flavored. Man,
he's
I got all kinds of ideas.
Just going to keep doing this bit.
It's my last show. Do what I want.
Yeah, thank God.
When he gets fired, he can drink more beer.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I caught the first one on Netflix a year or so ago, and it was awful.
Was it really?
It was just boring. Like, nothing happened.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, this stuff, things happen, but it was so, but it never, but there's no, like, I didn't really care.
Yeah.
There were just not a single, there's this, Maya Rudolph, who I consider a talented individual. I generally, and, you know, just for the movie version of Prairie Home Companion, mm-hmm. Garrison Keillor went about writing extra scenes for her because she's so funny. Mm-hmm. So we just get her more into the movie. Well, she's in this as some dog, and there's nothing. I hope she didn't ad-lib anything. I hope that's all from the script, because it was all just not funny.
Well, the first one was kind of off the rails anyway. It was not American-made. It was some Japanese studio that had done it, but they had gotten Will Arnett and everybody to do the voices. So in the end credit, like, the film ends, and then out of nowhere, what was the big song? You'll remember this. You
Down with
kids.
OPP?
No, not that one. The song out of Japan that went wild.
The song by
Gangnam Style.
That's Korea, but that's
Korea,
okay.
Excuse
that's
me.
They all look alike.
It must have been a Korean-made film. Oh, God.
We're going to burn here. I'm sorry about that.
It must have been a Korean-made film. A little animated, that person, whoever that was, shows up and starts singing.
Sai.
Yeah, Gangnam Style, and all the creatures
started doing the Gangnam Style dance.
The song was nowhere in the movie. This character, like, there was no, and the song had been out for a good long while.
By the time this movie
came out, like, it just was very random and had no bearing on anything I had just spent the last 80 minutes
doing. At the end of this, they started playing Down with OPP.
Really?
And all of
that
little,
gets me to buy a ticket.
Of the little woodland creatures started doing this dance.
Uh-huh.
And I covered my son's eye because he's only 12.
Sure.
And the stuff that was happening up on screen, I won't describe it here for the memo, because I don't even trust Chris to edit it out.
I would have been more happy with the Humpty dance if they had done that instead. But, you know, whatever. No, it was weird. So when I saw they were doing another one, I was like, that's odd.
Yeah, and it's just so bad. They didn't really.
Couldn't have made a whole lot of money, the first one, I wouldn't think.
You know, I mean.
That's maybe, usually what happens now, regardless of
if it's
good. But
they put Psy in it, so I bet the South Koreans just bought the heck out of it.
Well, yeah, that's probably been,
maybe the international box office loves it. They love Southern corrupt mayors, officials in Korea and Japan.
They're huge
in
there.
Both, really.
Yeah.
I mean, Boss Hogg is like one of their favorite characters.
They
of
have
all
a
time.
Statue to him, and we should take it down.
We should take down the Boss Hogg statue.
Immediately.
Sorrel Brooks, the actor who played Young. The late Sorrel Brooks.
Rest in
I don't
peace.
Think he counted as. I think he was a Greatest Generation guy. He wasn't a boomer.
Yeah, I believe he was.
We liked the Greatest Generation people. Those were our grandparents.
You gave it a D minus.
A D. I couldn't do F. I don't know
why.
What
kept you from an F?
I don't know.
Probably OPP? That did it.
That OPP dance probably did it for me. I don't know. I think it has something to do with the fact that. I was realizing I'm trashing this kids movie, and it's like, well, I'm not the target audience, but we've learned to expect in recent years a kids movie to have something for me, one throwaway line, something, a wonderfully performed moment, you know? There's nothing in here that, you know, there is this one little weird flashback scene between Surly and the rat named Buddy who doesn't talk about how they met. And that was actually the most deeply affecting part of the thing, where there's this storm going through, and Surly risks himself, and then Buddy risks himself, and it's kind of like, oh, well, that's a nice, but it's just like this little flashback that happens to kind of out of nowhere, and there it is.
Yeah.
Why are you in Buddy Buddies? Well, let me see. You know, like, and then you have a flashback.
Yeah.
But the flashback might have been the most emotionally grabbing part of the film. I just couldn't give it all the way to F. Couldn't do it.
Wow.
But don't go see it.
Okay,
unless
we won't
have
tell
to.
You where it's playing then.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Don't go see it at the Malco, and don't go see it at the Cinemark.
There you go. All right,
and,
Scott.
Or Movie Reel 4 in New Albany. And if you're down in Starkville at
Definitely
Hollywood Premier Cinemas.
Definitely don't go to the Hollywood Premier Cinemas.
Yeah, don't go there to see it. I'm sure there's something else in any of those fine establishments that could entertain you.
Scott Morris.
I'm excited.
He's still going. Sorry.
I usually don't listen to these.
Uh-huh.
I just go on with my life.
Thank you.
Because when I'm on them, there's no point in my listening.
Well, you don't know what happens before and after you. We could badmouth you completely after you leave the room.
I expect that.
Okay, good deal.
That's one of the reasons why I don't listen.
Sure.
Is I expect that.
What? He's catching
I'm learning about OPP.
Oh, you know me?
just don't watch the video.
And I can't repeat what it's actually about.
No.
Did you not know?
Oh, I knew, but
you're
the way
in your 40s, buddy.
The way one of the members of the group describes it, I can't repeat that.
Oh, okay, all right. Continuing,
it's bad.
You don't listen to these, and we're terrible.
Well, because Brad's voice annoys me.
Oh, I'm not down with OPP, okay, for the record.
Neither's Michaela. Y'all have something to talk about.
No, she.
Dear God, what?
No, what I'm saying is, I still listen to these when I'm on because I don't like listening to my voice.
Not sure.
But I might have to listen to this to see how Chris and his 5-member editing team. Render this down to something worth listening to.
I think it's fine as is.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming on today.
I'm going to have all the children and all the baby boomers and all the Koreans and Japanese people and anybody who does like OPP after me.
Right. Might as well give them your phone number right now.
Yeah.
you can reach Scott Morris.
My name is Chris Kiefer, and it's chris.kiefer@journalinc.com. Hey, well, so long, Brad.
Thanks,
Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Enjoy your new sports life.
Thanks for that touching tribute. No, no.
Are y'all doing a tribute? You're gonna have somebody come here and play like Longer Than or some kind
Amazing
of
Amazing Grace on the bagpipes.
We've only just begun.
It's so hard
like
to
that.
Say goodbye to yesterday with Boys to Men. Actually, OPP. We're gonna have
OPP. Naughty by Nature showing up. I was wondering what those guys were. What the gold chains were about? I was wondering about that outside waiting. That'll be something.
Man.
So, did y'all do anything? Taking them out to lunch today or something like that? You're going to like...
Jenna brought me pie, so...
Who did?
I'm good. Jenna, your best friend.
Brought you pie?
She brought me pie. Peanut
so
butter
she
and
brought
chocolate.
You pie, and she brought you cornbread.
Uh-huh.
I got nothing. I did have some of that cornbread, but it was
Get
cold
yourself a podcast.
If I had a podcast, I could get something from Jenna?
Maybe.
It's because y'all only
imagine
asked...
a Scott Morris podcast.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
It'd be fun.
Y'all only asked Jenna softball
the FCC
questions.
It'll
that's
be the
why.
First time the FCC ever stepped in about podcasting.
No, I'll tell you what.
Well, he could have. Like, hey, he's got a point.
It might happen. I don't know. I'm just saying, y'all probably you might. If she's gonna keep bringing you food, that's probably because you've been asking too many softball questions of Jenna. You should get more tough on her.
What's the real story behind this cook of the week?
Yeah, exactly. How clean was her kitchen? You know, I mean, what kind of grade would the health department give that kitchen? I mean, that's a serious question y'all should be asking.
Artificial ingredients.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. How many people have had, like, gastrointestinal distress after eating this person's food?
Yeah.
Well, it's on Derek now.
Okay. All right.
Not my problem, as they say.
Tell us how you really feel about gluten.
There you go. See?
Scott, thanks for coming on today.
You know, I'm glad this is finally over, because I have to go back and do some work.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Now we get to have the best stuff, Brad and Derek, now that you're leaving.
What?
Now we get to have the best of. Like, he's going to go back and cut all the best bits together.
Oh, a best of.
Yeah. What did you think?
I didn't know. I thought you said best stuff.
Well, either way.
Either way.
God.
A best of.
You're so terrible at this. I'm so glad you're leaving.
No, you're not.
I ain't going to miss you.
Yeah, you will. You're going to start bawling as soon as this episode ends. Feeling
it's
the clamp?
Deep burn.
He was crying a little bit yesterday.
Feeling a clamp there?
No. I'm good. I'm okay.
Okay. And Chris may have to bring it home here. Passing the kidney stone.
I don't want to talk about it.
How about you talk about then the entertainment scene locally?
You tell them about Capitol View, and then I'll tell them about the.
I want to tell them about Capitol View. I don't do anymore. Just kidding.
That's the spirit. That's what you always want out of a model employee. Not my job.
Somebody else's problem. No. Capitol View does come to you every Monday at djournal.com. Capitol Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on all the issues being debated in Jackson. You can watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 o'clock at djournal.com or catch the replay later in the day. 2017 legislative session is over, but Bobby will continue to provide perspective about the news coming out of the state capitol.
Brad, do you like dinosaurs?
Derek, who doesn't?
Well, people that got eaten by them, I guess. I don't know. But if you like
people and dinosaurs live together.
Yeah, well, we're not getting into that today. That's beyond us. But if you like dinosaurs, there's an exhibit this weekend at Building V at the Tupelo Furniture Market.
It's building,
sorry, building
five.
Sorry. Just kidding. That was a joke. Nobody ever gets it. But, yeah. What event was it not too long ago where people kept calling it Building V? That's where it got started from in the living department. But anyway, it's actually Building 5 in Roman numerals.
I think that was some event we hosted, wasn't it?
Was it?
I don't know.
Wasn't us. Hey, but Discover the Dinosaurs Unleashed. These are 40-foot-tall animatronic dinosaurs that will eat you, so do not get too close and do not touch. Please, children, stay far away from the T-Rex at all times.
They have become self-aware.
Yes, they are sentient, and you thought Jurassic Park was bad enough. Now they're robot ones. There's no way to destroy them. It is a national touring event. It will be here Saturday and Sunday at the Furniture Market. They have over 20 lifelike full-size dinosaurs.
Wow.
In addition to several educational areas and creative areas, they've got putt-putt golf, face painting, all kinds of different activities that you can go to.
Wow. 15, no, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was about to say about the tickets. Yeah, 15 for general admission for adults and kids. Mm-hmm. Senior citizens, $12.
You could get in for that, Brad.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Derek.
Senior sports riders.
Yeah, senior sports riders, $12.
Yeah, well.
And there is a T-Rex ticket package available for children ages 2 through 12 for $39 that includes access to all the general admission areas, as well as souvenir photos, fossil panning, and a fast pass opportunity. That's where you get to cut all the other kids in line legally.
You get to be eaten first.
You get to walk past them all and be like, I'm cutting you. And go
just
all the
like
way
at
to
Disney.
The front. Yeah.
Fast pass.
Except you don't ever see them because there's a separate line, so it doesn't make you feel quite as bad with the fast pass line. In this one, they're literally going, hey, Timmy, go to the front because we paid extra for you. Sorry, Billy. Yeah, you can do that at Discover the Dinosaurs this weekend.
Cool.
At the Tupelo Furniture Market. Next weekend is the TCT season opener.
Called, what's it called?
The Robber Bridegroom. It takes place on the Natchez Trace.
They're performing it on the Natchez Trace.
Yes, you're literally going to have to go sit on the Natchez Trace to watch this show. It does take place at the Lyric Theater. You have to tell people. People wouldn't realize that was a joke. You gotta be so literal with people these days. It takes place in the 1700s.
Set in Rodney, Mississippi. Was that a real town?
It is a real town. It is now a ghost town of Rodney, Mississippi. This is not a ghost story, but
right.
It's a tale of robbers and thieves, and it's actually a fairy tale. It's a Mississippi fairy tale
based on a
Eudora Welty novel.
There you go. So.
Novella, actually.
It's a musical comedy?
It's a musical comedy. Big laughs, big fun. One of the cool things is all the actors, whether principal or supporting, are on stage and take part in everything. So everybody's on stage for the entire show.
Cool. Who all's in it that we might know neat. Or not know?
Alex Hargett, Tom Booth. Suzanne Oakley, Jeff Ewan, lots of people.
Dalton Russell, any relation?
Dalton, no Russell. No Russell. No relation either. No relation is what I meant by that. So that's going on next weekend. Opens Thursday at the Lyric Theater.
Cool.
And you can also go see The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
If you want to. Scott gave it a D-, so yeah. Maybe not.
Well, who says if he's right all the time? Who's to say? He's probably right about this one. I did see the first one, so I should have asked him. I should, like, are you sure you didn't like this one because you didn't see the first one? Because you really got to understand. You got to get into the squirrel psyche to be able to understand what's really going on.
This one builds on the first one.
You miss out on so much.
And then the third
symbolism.
One will just blow your mind.
Yeah, yeah. They blow up the Death Star, and it's a whole thing. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it for scene. Yeah.
Cool.
Bye.
And that's it for this episode of The Memo.
And that's it for you.
Single tear.
Get out of here.
Hey, quit pushing my chair.
No, in all seriousness, you have done a pretty decent job most of the time.
So oh, thanks.
We appreciate you giving your time.
I've been not terrible.
The days that you weren't late, we appreciate you.
Days I don't miss, like on Wednesday.
You've usually... been okay. So okay. We appreciate you for that.
I'm sure the ratings will skyrocket now. That's fine.
We haven't had to scold you but those 17 times. Oh, so
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
So I guess Kiefer's going to have to fill in for now. Maybe get some guest hosts like Lauren or Emma.
It's going to be a one-man show now.
Oh, boy.
Taking it on the road.
Now I was
going to be touring throughout Northeast Mississippi in several different venues. We'll be at Building V of the Tupelo Furniture Market next week.
You know, Shane Reed was telling me the other day he was like you should do a remote podcast from in here in Strange Brew.
He should sponsor the show and we will do a remote podcast from there.
It's paying coffee, man.
Yeah, I don't drink coffee.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
too bad for you.
Doesn't matter because you're gone. Bye bye. See you later. No, we will miss you. Somebody will. I don't know who, but somebody will miss you.
Bro. I'll miss you, Derek. But well, I'll still be over here just.
Much further away.
I will be not as close to you. I'll be in Gene's old cubicle.
Yeah.
Which is actually right across from the studio here.
Maybe now you'll finally stay out of Emma's cubicle, which I know she's quite looking forward to.
Oh, I'll come back to talk to you and stand in her cubicle just for old time's sake.
She hates that.
She really does. If she were not such a nice person, she probably would have injured me by now.
Well, when you walk away, things are said. That's all I'll say. But hey, tell them one last time where they can find me online.
Nobody cares about you.
Well, the show, which is now me.
Oh, the show. Okay. You can find The Memo with Derek Russell online at memo.djournal.
That's the new name, too.
memo.djournal.com. It's in iTunes, Google Play, any of your podcast apps. If you just click the subscribe button, you'll get notified when new episodes drop, normally every Wednesday and Friday, sometimes later if we give Chris way too much to edit like today. I think we did. This one probably get up by Sunday.
In 2018.
Yeah, seriously. But follow us on Twitter at DJournalMemo. And I guess I'm off to the sports department. You can still catch me on Prep Rally, though, if you really, really want to hear my voice that badly. I can imagine why. And I'll be doing Newsbreak for a few more weeks, I think like to the end of the month. So they'll find somebody much better looking, I'm sure, to put in front of the camera, I hope. It's a low bar, I've said.
I was going to say that if we don't have the.
Can't be that hard.
we didn't cast a wide net to begin with, so.
Nope. So it's been fun.
You're a beautiful man. You have a beautiful soul. Please
thanks,
go away now.
Thanks.
That's all the niceness you're going
to
get out
okay,
of.
Okay. Well, thanks to all the listeners and everything. I'll miss doing the show with you, Derek.
I'll miss
our witty banter
you,
between each other.
I'll miss doing the show with you as well.
I'll miss Kiefer a little more, but that's okay.
Try to be nice to somebody, and they just stab you in the back.
Nah. Huh.
Well, I don't care what Derek says. You did a good job. Y'all did a good job together.
I was giving him praise. Don't discredit me.
We
you can't give him too big a head.
I already got almost a size 8 head. I mean, it'd be hard to. Yeah,
he's right. You've done a great job.
We all had good combination. I won't say good chemistry. Is that weird?
I'd say good chemistry.
You guys had good chemistry, and I hope we were able to find that as we go forward.
We do get along really well. I think we need to know that everybody. I mean, let's pull the curtain back too much. That's usually just joking.
We're at each other's house every night. I mean, you know, we're pals.
Is that what that noise is?
What?
Why are you in my house? I've been trying to find out who's been under the stairs for months now.
Secret. Full disclosure: there's no ghost at Brad's house.
It's just me.
Says Derek. Oh, quick, not a ghost story, but I thought it was at first before we go. We're dragging this out, I know.
Yeah.
I was took Wednesday off.
He's holding back the tears so hard.
I took Wednesday off for my wife's birthday, but she had to go to the store or something. So it was just me and Ellie for a little while Wednesday morning. And Ellie's watching one of her shows, Paw Patrol. She loves that show. Sitting there watching it, suddenly the channel changes to Dr. Phil. I change it back. Then it changes again to Jersey Shore. I change it back. Later, I found out my daughter...
The ghost is a big fan of reality TV.
For a while, I was like, maybe the ghost is stepping up its game a little bit. But it turns out one of my daughters, Charlotte, was at school, bored in class, and got on the Xfinity app and just started changing channels. Which I thought you had to be on the same network, Wi-Fi network, to do that, but apparently not.
I still think this whole ghost
thing...
all
the things you can do on a phone, why would you be like, I'm just going to
screw with Dad here.
Yeah, a little bit.
I still think that this whole ghost thing is a plan that they're carefully concocting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They've even got the baby in on it. Bye, ghost.
Bye, ghost. Yeah.
Well, yeah. In that spirit. Bye, Brad.
Bye, Derek. Bye, Chris.
Bye,
listeners.
Good night, John Boy.
We'll see you elsewhere. Good night, Ma.